Soldiers, summits, and subterfuge. U.S. policy buckles under Middle East pressure. Two American soldiers killed by an Iranian strike at a Jordanian airbase last week have become the flashpoint for a sharp domestic political confrontation. Rather than focusing solely on Iranian accountability, President Trump suggested in public statements that other operators could have prevented the attack, implying that Jordan's defensive posture bore some of the responsibility. Senate Democratic leader Chuck Schumer called Trump's Truth Social post, which listed the soldiers' deaths alongside Vietnam's 58,000 casualties and Korean War toll, beneath contempt. The framing carries strategic weight beyond the rhetoric. If Jordan's defenses are primarily at fault, the administration faces less political pressure to escalate against Iran. If Iranian aggression is the primary cause, the case for a military response hardens. Trump conducted strikes on Iranian nuclear facilities earlier this year, and Iran is now retaliating through proxies and direct strikes. The Jordan's fault narrative provides political cover for de-escalation without projecting weakness. Iran is running its own information campaign in parallel. The regime publicly denied any nuclear activity at a site referred to as Pickaxe Mountain, described by Western intelligence as a hardened underground facility, following Trump's threat to strike the location. The denial appears calibrated to reduce the political justification for a U.S. strike while buying time for diplomatic positioning. Secretary of State Marco Rubio added another layer by instructing U.S. diplomats worldwide to counter so-called kill switch talk, narratives framing American technology as a covert surveillance or coercion tool in allied countries. The instruction is partly about reassuring nervous partners and partly about countering Chinese and Russian messaging, with its timing during active Middle East hostilities described as notable. New York City Mayor Zohran Mamdani separately acknowledged publicly that New York City cannot arrest Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu despite the International Criminal Court warrant, urging federal action. The comment was framed as an honest acknowledgement of jurisdictional limits, but it illustrates the competing domestic pressures on U.S. officials, managing active Iranian hostility while facing progressive demands for a harder line on Israel simultaneously.